Practice 1 through 2. While managing a project in Mexico City, you notice that one of your employees is particularly intelligent, successful, and diligent. Thinking he would make a great addition to the home office in Chicago, you offer him a job. Although your employee would receive a promotion, a large salary increase, and a company car if he moves to Chicago, he declines your offer. You simply cannot understand why he refuses the offer when it would be so beneficial to his career. Many highly successful people in Mexico and parts of Central and South America do not make career decisions based primarily on their own self-interest, as is often the case north of the Rio Grande. In Mexico, people tend to first consider the needs of their family or company before considering their own self-interest. Receiving a promotion and higher salary would not be the most compelling reasons to take a new position. Rather, your employee would think primarily about the interests of extended family members, many of whom probably would not want him to move. Then the employee would consider the interests of the local company, which probably needs him to continue working in Mexico City. What is best for the individual is not always the prime factor in a job decision.